With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's very own student track athlete Pearl Morgan, an education major, was named to the Central Methodist University Dean's List for the fall 2018 semester. Here's Radio Cayman's Andrel Harris with the details.
This outstanding academic achievement by Pearl Morgan is awarded only to students who maintain a minimum grade point average of 3.50 or above for the semester, along with other criteria, according to CMU's Dean of the University. Out of CMU's nearly 5,000 College of Liberal Arts and Sciences and College of Graduate and Extended Studies students, 984 were named to the fall semester's Dean's List. These students study at CMU's main campus in Fayette, at CMU's extended sites, or through CMU's online programs. Morgan studies at CMU's main campus in Fayette. Now turning from Morgan's academic achievements to her athletic accomplishments. For the second time in her indoor track career at Central Methodist, Pearl Morgan of Bordentown has been named the Heart of America Athlete Conference Women's Track Athlete of the Week. Morgan had a phenomenal showing at the Fighting Bee Invitational last weekend, earning 24 of the team's total 62.5 points. She finished the day with a first-place finish in the 400-meter, second-place finish in the 200-meter, and anchored the 4x1 relay team with a fourth-place finish. She also received the award in January 2017 after a stellar performance at the Hilltop Invitational, where she competed and placed first in the women's 4x200 relay, the women's 200-meter dash, and the women's 400-meter dash. Andrel Harris, Radio Cayman Sports.
The Civil Service Pedometer Challenge Committee is currently verifying the steps of the top steppers, but in the meantime, the results are in for special draw categories and team awards. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego with the details.
In the small teams category, ESO census counters came in at number one, followed by internal audit walkaholics in second place, and fully and active in at third. In the medium teams category, neighbors walking at lightning pace walks away with the top spot, followed by the CHHS Optimum Steppers in second place and Department of Children and Family Services placing third. Hashtag I Am John Gray grabs the top spot in the large teams category and also winning the largest team award and best team spirit award. Legal Eagles placed second. The 2019 Pedometer Challenge also sees Carl Morgan of Hashtag I Am John Gray winning Grand Cayman Explorer, independent stepper Anita Smith as BRAC Trekker, Paulette Williams from SPS Hot Steppers as Little Cayman Navigator, CHHS Optimum Steppers Evelyn Linton grabbing the 10,000 Club Badge, and Sue Brownrigg of Geek and Sneaks as this year's Desk Cycle Draw Winner. Coordinated by the Pedometer Challenge Committee, a subcommittee of the Wellness Committee, the Wellness Challenge kicked off on January 14th. Team members wore pedometers for 3 weeks to record each step they took and logged their activity on a daily basis on the web portal Cayman Active. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman Sports.
This Friday, there will be a special ceremony held for all Grand Cayman winners. For Sister Island Steppers, an award ceremony will be held at 3:30 p.m. on the district administration lawn. In other local sports, the technical director for Cayman Basketball recently visited Mexico for FIBA's annual general meeting and youth jamboree. Coach Victor Vutogaro is on the FIBA World Youth Committee as the youth development officer for the region. Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra, Coach Vut says the meeting was already planned, but the AGM was held in Mexico because of the FIBA youth jamboree.
That opportunity was used to invite coaches from around the region, and there were so many that they're having two sections, to come and see what a youth jamboree like. And our meeting was there to reinforce what we can do by enhancing and spending time with the youths. We tend to underestimate the developmental program, but I think it's imperative that we spend more attention, more time in developing youths. Now, we want to ensure that at that age, the right habits are passed on. It's easier then for them to make the transition into a higher level of basketball.
The youth jamboree saw 107 Central American teams competing, but Coach Vut says what was impressive was that the coaches were teaching the kids to have fun first, not necessarily to win.
When I look now at the program itself, it was not about winning, even though the kids in their hearts they want to win, but the people who are in charge were teaching the kids to play and to have fun. Very, very important. So I looked at that and I said, this is great because the kids, in the process of learning the sport, were having fun. And if you push winning too much, you are putting unnecessary strain on those little kids' mind because the objective will stray from the fact of the sport. You want them to have fun.
The 6'9" former basketball player says the level of basketball on that side of the world is intense and passionate, but it's because those kids are more exposed to competition.
This is not the first one I've attended.
Right.
I attended one in El Salvador. Mexico had about 15 teams there. Of the 15, 5 teams played without sneakers. They played barefooted.
Wow.
So I asked the coach, why are they playing barefooted? He said, they have sneakers, but that sneakers is to go to church, to go to school, to go to wherever they have to go. And you should see these kids play basketball with their heart and soul. They had a lot of fun.
It must be beautiful to see.
Beautiful to see. You had thousands of kids there. Really, really wonderful event. What they emphasize is the youth involvement.
Right.
The involvement of youth.
The International Basketball Federation, more commonly known as FIBA, is an association of national organizations which governs the sport of basketball worldwide. That'll take us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.